If you or a loved one has had thoughts of self-harm, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255 or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits! Suplex City Limits!
So, you know, that big ass long motherfucker, you gotta like have it hanging out of the back of your car with a red flag on it. Shit.
And Tyler Fudge!
I played Tar on
this album.
Yes, you did. You fucking, you little dick and me, Jim.
Suplex City Limits!
Welcome, thank you for downloading episode 206 of Suplex City Limits for March 23rd, 2019. You ever watch wrestling? On weed, it's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's repping the Great White North, my co-host.
Yep. He's not here today, you know. I replaced him. My name is Stuart.
Get out of here, Stu. Hey, hey, I'm Tyler Fudge. Stu there, he's haunting me now. He haunts me in my dreams. So,
like, Lord, don't make me do the show with fucking Stu. Did you see any New Japan, Stu? Fuck, that'd be something else.
Get out and go back to your cage, old fuck.
Hey, you don't really like Japs.
Yeah,
wrestling.
I don't like the Japan Jap. I like the good old white boys, yep.
I mean, Stu's old enough to be racist against Asians,
oh,
yeah. I assume.
Oh, of course.
He's gotta be. Of course. And on that, Suplex City Limits, available for listening of our fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you enjoy this show, consider picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees. We've got 5 designs available, sizes small to 5XL, shipping intergalactically. Or you can donate via PayPal, like Deep in Your Snatch, Cody Hatch. You can also donate on our Patreon, become a producer. Like bad motherfuckers, Caleb Morganfield, he's not balding, Christopher Spaulding, Casey, what is Casey? He's the oldest one, and he has no nickname. Fucking C-Money.
C-Money? Is that where we're going to go? C-Money.
Going C-Money.
You're the name of Natalia's cat, isn't it? C-Money?
No, isn't it like something Paws? Two Paws?
Yeah, she's got like 14 of them.
Yeah, who gives a shit? As a boy, Michael Jericho says, she probably smells like cat wee.
Cat wee.
Yeah. Where the fuck was I? Played Vanilla, Martin Korn's B-Rad Brad. Friends at the Smack It Down podcast. Check them out. They cover a lot of shit we don't, like WXW. What else? Progress.
OTT.
OTT. Yeah, they cover a lot of that shit. So check those guys out, especially if you think Australian accents are sexy.
Yeah.
Also, Max's Garage, the infamous one, Chris Savage, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, the Rice Maroni Jabroni Ty Loney, Insane Ian Jackson, and Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz. This week on the show, we're going to recap the news of the week. We've got the top three, some Mark Tank. I don't know. What else we got? That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. You know, we could talk many other things in the news, wide variety of things.
Yeah, who knows what we'll get into. So let's start it off, as we always do, with the top three after a word from today's sponsor.
Have you ever closed your eyes for a moment and tried to imagine what it would be like if you couldn't see?
Yes.
Well, I have. It scares me to death. For senior citizens, iTech has designed a special eye test to help discover glaucoma and cataracts. If you're over 65, free transportation is provided. Call this number, and they'll come and get you. Hey, get a grip on your life. Call iTech and see for yourself.
Dial 360-8081.
Suplex City Limits.
Top three.
Three.
Suplex City Limits top three are top three matches of the week. Sometimes I get so high, my eyes are just close up so much that I think I've gone blind.
Yep, that's
that Jerry Lawler? Legit fear.
Yeah, it is Jerry Lawler. Yes, yeah. Just for you should see his face when he says he's terrified when he pretends to be blind. Oh man, it is priceless.
Fucking, that's a weird one, dude. No music in the background or anything either, just because like old people don't like that.
No, they just want a nice, calm Southern boys' voice.
Yeah, they just want a fucking a prolific wrestling pedophile to tell them what to do if they lose their eyesight.
Trust this boy.
Wrestling pedophiles. Okay, top three of the week. Why don't you start us off, man?
I'll start us off with a quarterfinal match of the New Japan Cup, Sonata versus Minoru Suzuki. It was to me, it embodied everything I want to see in a match. It was so good. Just sweaty men beating the shit out of each other. But, Suzuki works the knee throughout the whole match. Sonata sold it amazingly. They just did a great back and forth. Towards the end, they reversed every hold. Sonata wins after he puts in the skull in on Suzuki until Suzuki kind of passed out, hits a moonsault, and gets the win. If I was to give it one bad thing, it was that Sonata, every time he was in some kind of submission hold, he would smack the ring viciously. And it was like, bro, you're tapping out. Like, fuck.
You know, if they want to start pushing Sonata as a more serious, like, threat and shit, I'm here for it, man.
Me too. His whole face get up now, like, with the hair and beard, sticks out. Like, you look at him, like, what the fuck?
His beard is shit.
The dyed blonde, but he looks so weird. It's just, he sticks out like a sore thumb.
He looks like a fucking trans woman, you know, with the fake beard. He does, kind of. I saw a lot of those this last weekend. I went to a drag show. Was something else. Did you see any of my Snapchats?
I didn't see your Snapchats, but I did see many of your pictures. I didn't realize that you were doing that. Like, I would have. You need to tell me this stuff, Jim, because I don't go on a Snapchat unless I think it's a set of tits. That's it.
There are some fucking fake tits on there.
Not bad.
So yeah. Got that. Also, Bandito versus Rush from Ring of Honor 17th anniversary. I was all about this, man. I thought it was really fucking good.
I thought it was really fun too. Rush is just fantastic. Everything that he does is just so. I don't know. You want to watch him.
Yeah, he came out in the badass mask and the white suit. Looks awesome.
Yeah.
Also, then you got followed by Bandito, who's coming out as like that. I don't know, fucking evil looking matador or whatever the fuck he's got going on.
To me, he looks like some El Macho, just, you know, the guys that play the guitars. What was Antonio Banderas in that movie? Whatever the fuck.
I don't know, man.
One where he's carrying the little guitar. It doesn't fucking matter. He's wearing a Tawny suit.
Bum, bum, ba-do. You take a turn and then you fucking find out, shit, this is a dead end. Yeah, happens to me all the time.
Yeah, I call them potholes.
That this was a great fucking match. As we said, though, I didn't get putting these two guys together. I don't get beating Bandito already.
No.
I don't know.
No, I agree completely. With this setup, Rush and Dalton Castle at the Supercard of Honor. I think this was called, right? Supercard of Honor.
Yeah, I think they thought that was going to be like, oh, people are going to be all about this. And like they announced it and the crowd was just like,
cool. Yeah, it's not really much of a showing for Rush.
Yeah, the highlight there was Castle yelling at him, don't you dare tranquilo in front of me. I thought that was good.
I liked the back and forth. I like Castle. That was great.
Yeah, he's got that like slightly gay tinge to him.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fucking just awesome. It's like talking about big fucking sweaty men and shit. It's pretty good. I just don't know about that, man. That dude's held together with like fucking tape.
Yeah, glue tape and super glue. He's got the Sabu special.
Yeah. It's unfortunate though, because he's like such a great talent, such a great character.
Yeah.
And when they finally decided to give him the ball, it was like fucking It happens sometimes, though. It's like by the time a guy gets there, his body is so fucking knackered. There you go, burbs. there you go, all the people in England. That they're fucked, you know what I'm saying? You see it a lot. I mean, Steve Austin, right? He got up there and then, I mean, just body went to shit. Yeah. It took too long.
Yeah. And well, the recent Tommaso Ciampa, really, he finally goes to the main card and his neck falls apart.
Yeah. Well, because he's been fucking killing himself, having crazy matches for 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And since being in NXT, it's not like they've gotten much softer.
Yeah. I don't know. They take too long sometimes on guys.
Yeah. And I'm sure it doesn't really help having them wrestle fucking four nights a week in NXT.
No, probably not. And then the other match of the top three, Okada versus Ospreay. I mean, I don't even really need to explain to you if you know anything about both of those guys. Obviously, Okada versus Ospreay is tremendous. It's worth watching.
Yeah.
Okada comes out the victor here.
Yes, which brings us to a fantastic little bracket there for the New Japan Cup.
Yeah, what do we have?
Well, we're looking at, let's see here.
Sonata versus Tanahashi.
Yes, we got Okada versus Ishii, and then Sonata taking on Tanahashi. So, which, that's this Saturday, and one of those, you know, two will win the cup on Sunday. So I'd assume it's going to be Okada and Sonata.
Yeah.
But who knows?
Who do you think takes on Jay White? Okada?
I assume Okada, for sure.
Sonata would be really fucking interesting.
Sonata would be interesting. Different. I agree with you 100%. And I wouldn't be opposed to Ishii and Jay White, honestly. Because Ishii is just such a fucking great wrestler.
Yeah, I mean, he's always around the main event scene, but I don't know. I don't know if I take him as within the story and shit, if I take him as a viable.
Yeah, you know, I'll get you there.
Candidate. I mean, obviously, the dude's made of fucking stone, but.
And then you also look at it, too. Is that really what you want your biggest show in the States to be? Yeah. You know,
it's gotta be Okada. I mean,
to me, it has to be.
Tanahashi, maybe, but.
It could be, but I mean, that we got that at the. We've gotten that a couple times. I don't feel we need Tanahashi. Tanahashi won his title at you know the Tokyo Dome. Fuck, and you know he got that. I'd assume you give it back to Okada now, and then it tells a great story with Gato as well.
Yeah, I just want to get to Ibushi, man.
Oh, I know. Ibushi needs to be in the title picture fast.
Like I said, if you can get it to Ibushi gets the belt and then you start working with AEW and Omega comes back, fuck.
Yeah.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah, it would be. I agree.
Next year, Wrestle Kingdom. Yeah. Ibushi defends against Omega.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be 100% behind that, so.
There you go. So that is this week's top three. There were some honorable mentions on matches that were suggested, but I didn't get around to watching, like Walter versus Devlin, which I'm sure is great.
Yeah, from what really intrigued me about wanting to watch that match was the crowd reaction to it, and just
how
insane that was. So it really made me want to see it. I watched like half of Scrapper Mania. And then it just became too late, and I had to go to bed because I'm an old fuck.
Yeah, an old high fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have like 10 years on your life when you're fucking stoned every day.
Yes. You know? So true.
And then if you got to add fat years on top, I'm like 142 between stoner years and fat years. It's a miracle I'm still alive, man.
I think I've pickled myself.
So there you go. There is that. From there, let's move on to the week's news.
This week in the news, we have all kinds of Enzo Amore being a douchebag, but nobody wants to talk about that. Rumors of Sting coming back, and maybe the Undisputed Era getting a new member. Who knows? Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Let's see. We've got a lot of news this week.
There's
I was
going to
build off what you said in the intro, but my memory right now is like less than 2 seconds long.
Goldfish length.
Yeah, exactly.
We can start with Alberto El Patron apologizing to Triple H. Basically, he was probably broke. He snorted all of his money up his nose. Some WWE money.
Yeah. No one wants that fucking guy because he's a toxic piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fucking so garbage, true. Man. If I saw that dude, anytime I see that guy on my TV, it's just fuck off. It's go away heat for me, man.
Yeah, I have no unearthly pleasure in watching him wrestle.
I liked that dude briefly when he showed up in Lucha Underground. I was like, yeah, I can get behind this guy for a little bit, and then that was it.
Yeah.
Other than that, fuck. But yeah, I suppose he wants to get this money. AEW is not going to sign him, obviously.
Oh, no. God, I would hope not, anyways.
Impact is fucking done with his bullshit. Obviously, Ring of Honor is not going to sign him. I mean, where is he going to go? Triple A is. I mean, he's pretty much done there too because he's been such a fuck up.
Yeah, because he's no showed so many shows for Triple A, hasn't he?
Yeah, the guy's a fucking asshole. Man. Pretty good wrestler, but just I don't know. Off the fucking rails. Yeah. I know that they fucking liked him though.
Well, you know? I mean, when he first came back. He got that great fucking pop for the U.S. title match. And then it just all went downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, he came back and beat Cena. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, like, what a fucking push. And then it's just like, okay, we gave you your light. Now you go to the side and we go to push somebody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, we spent 206 episodes talking about how that fucking, they have no idea about anything. So, you know. Yeah. What do you expect? I don't know what else we got. This David Starr had a promo this week that got pulled because he was bashing Sinclair, and I thought it was like a tremendous promo. I don't know much about this guy, but I'm fucking in now.
I know David Starr. He was in some early CZW, or not some early CZW, his early parts of his career, I believe, was in CZW. But he spends a lot of his time over in England, as far as I can tell, and wrestling for like OTT and Progress. And basically, he's a Jewish wrestler. Him and Colt Cabana.
Tremendous promo. He called him a corporate propaganda machine. They are a lot of people who like don't know what Sinclair is. You know, they're like, well, they have a black champion. I'm like, they're not talking about Ring of Honor. He's talking about Sinclair, which is fucking something to be afraid of. Actually,
I don't know nothing about Sinclair. I would love to know more about Sinclair.
Okay, well, Sinclair is like. They own tons of TV channels, and so they do like local news and shit, local shit. But they'll send these things out like must plays or must reads, and they'll make all these stations read this shit. It's very conservative leaning. It's very one direction.
Yeah.
So
I get you.
It's weird. I like Ring of Honor, but I don't like that company. I don't like their fucking bullshit. And that's not just like I disagree with their politics. It's like, fuck off with the politics, you know, as a company, like sending this shit out and making all these stations read it is fucking weird to me. If you go on the YouTube, you can see where it's like hundreds, not hundreds, but many, many fucking people reading the exact same scripts on the news, you know?
Wow. That's a shame. Fuck you, Sinclair.
Yeah.
Pull me down.
He'll be taking on Jay Lethal in Israel. Which should be fucking amazing.
I mean, would assume so. David Starr is a really good wrestler. And Jay Lethal, well, he's Jay Lethal. He's fantastic.
I mean, you put a Jewish dude against a black dude, I'm sure they're going to be all about that shit over there.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be Hulk fucking Hogan in that shit.
Not to do a cheap plug for the Federation, but there is a match on Hog Wild 1996. Where, holy fuck, man, when the fans get their first sight of color, they fucking hate him. Yes.
Yeah, Harlem Heat
taking on Lex, or the outside, no, Lex Luger's, no. Who did the Harlem Heat take on?
Did they maybe take on Buff and Orton or something? Oh, Steiners, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, I did that fucking, that's a really bad look on all those motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, too bad they didn't have Sherry at that time.
They did. They had Sherry and Parker.
Oh, that's right. They did. They had both of them. Oh, God. Is that okay? Well, we're going back, but I always loved the Sherry with Harlem Heat thing.
Yeah.
That was just killer in the South, man. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
You run that out bucking in front of people in Alabama or something.
Man, they hate her.
Heath, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. And and did you see too, since we're talking about the news, how like Stevie Ray is pushing to have Sherry Martel inducted as well?
She should be in the Hall of Fame. She's in our Hall of Fame.
Of course.
You know? But we run a legitimate pro wrestling Hall of Fame on our Facebook page under the album section. Go to it. Check it out.
Go to it while you're taking a poo.
Yeah, we have 175 in there. It's better than theirs, so I don't care. I'll put it against any wrestling Hall of Fame anywhere.
Boom.
So, yeah, Sherry Martel should be in their Hall of Fame.
I was surprised to know that she wasn't, you know, to be honest.
I mean, all the way back to her wrestling and like AWA and shit. She was a good wrestler, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen too much of her, but she was, you know, very comparable compared to what was around at that time.
Dude, she was great in the manager, dude. Her and Macho that's probably the best for me, actually. Her and Macho
was
probably the best matchup.
The stuff that she would do with Ultimate Warrior and I don't know. She was like a witch. You hated her, especially me as a kid. I fucking hated her.
Hell yeah, you did. Yeah. Hell yeah, you did. So yeah, Sherry Martel for Hall of Fame. Fuck you. What else we got, man? I don't know why this is wrestling news. It's not really, but WWE is moving headquarters.
Oh, they are
selling Titan Towers.
How much are they selling Titan Towers? Did they announce that?
I don't think so yet, no. But they've signed a lease at this new place for 16 and a half years.
Wow.
Yeah. So why is this place called Towers?
It was only one building, and it was only, 10 floors?
If that, dude. It doesn't look, yeah. So I don't understand that. It's just like Vince, like, it's a tower. This is a fucking tower, bro.
Oh, man.
Imagine all the fucking, dry cum they're going to have. They're just going to have to tear out the carpet in Vince's office under where his desk was. You're just going to have to start over.
Yeah, how's they going to move that T-Rex head?
I don't know.
Can you imagine if somebody dropped that?
I don't know why they don't fucking move somewhere logical. It's so weird that they're in Stanford anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, as far as I understand, that's where Vince grew up, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's not? Oh, yeah, he grew up in a fucking trailer park, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
He likes to fucking, he'd done everything he could to fucking hide that and shit.
Yeah.
You ask him, you say he's from New York.
Yeah, fucking skis bag.
So they're fucking rolling in the cash. They're going to move and get a new fat ass place.
Yeah. 16 years is a long time.
To make a bunch of fucking mediocre ass wrestling.
Oh, some mediocre is called being nice, Jim.
Yeah, definitely. It's been really bad. Speaking of Minoru Suzuki earlier, Josh Barnett is going to be taking on Suzuki at Bloodsport WrestleMania weekend. That is on my list to watch. So,
for sure. For fucking sure. I don't know if it comes out live. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. All this shit's live on fucking Fight.
Oh, good God.
Even the Kaiju Big Battle is fucking live on Fight.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a good 10 shows, if not more, that are live that weekend. You can get this big pass on Fight and get tons of shows, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm severely contemplating watching as much of it as I can this year.
I feel that, man. You can save yourself about 12 hours on Sunday.
Oh.
Not watching wrestling.
Fuck.
But maybe we'll talk more about that bullshit later. I think this is going to be awesome. I love this blood sport idea, this whole show. And Barnett Suzuki is so amazing.
Oh, God damn. Those two, just cut from the same cloth, if you ask me. It was Suzuki's pancreas background with Josh Barnett being a UFC. I don't know. Was he ever a champion?
I'm sorry. I was reading up my next thing. What?
Was Josh Barnett ever a champion in UFC?
Ooh, he was not, but he was. He may have been a champion in Pride.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's definitely a top end contender.
Yeah, but like, but his background and Suzuki's background somewhat similar. I'd love to see those two just going, because you know it's gonna be grappling heavy because it's blood sport. Yeah. There's no ropes, I don't think. So
no,
they're just gonna fucking go to town, and it's gonna be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, in a shoot fight, Barnett kicks the fuck out of Suzuki.
I'd assume so.
Yeah, Barnett's a legit bad motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
But other matches on this show, I don't know if you've heard these. UFC heavyweight champion, former UFC heavyweight champion, Frank Mir. Yeah, catch you in your rear view Mir against Dan Severin, which is pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Timothy Thatcher taking on Hideki Suzuki. Killer Cross versus Davey Boy Smith Jr. Filthy Tom Lawler and Jonathan Gresham will also be on the show. So.
Huh. I mean, it's an intriguing card, to say the least.
I love it. I wish they could have got Don Fry in there, man. Love Don Fry. Baddest ass motherfucker.
Did he ever do wrestling? Yeah, he did wrestling in Japan, right? No.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah. Yeah, he did. Go and watch him and like him and this fucking Japanese dude. They just like hockey punch each other in the face, like standing in front of each other, hockey punching for like 30 seconds straight, dude, until one fucking dies. It's amazing. Bad motherfucker. Moving on. Jim Ross says he's in talks with AEW, of course.
Yes. Claims that his reason for leaving the WWE is because he needs to be more involved. He wants to be on the road.
You want to fucking be on the road? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's probably having a hard time at home.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
He doesn't want to be at home, basically. That's my probably...
The guy does a lot of shit already, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll see with this. I like him as a talent relations guy. Yeah. I like him as just a dude around, you know, to like bring us a fucking sensible opinion on things. But I don't like him as a commentator, man.
I don't want to see him
doing it, but I don't like it. I think a lot of people agree with that, actually. A lot of people are like, eh. Yep.
Now, I will say this. If I have to either pick between Jim Ross and the other guy that's with Conrad there, I'm going to pick Jim Ross.
No,
Alex Marvez. I'm not a fan at all.
I think if maybe... with, you know, they have a consistent roster ish. And if he's doing this as his full time job, maybe he won't have the issues he had doing New Japan, because most of it stems from that. You know, he doesn't know who all these Japanese guys were properly. Yep. And he fucked that show. What other shows did he do that were
basically just New Japan shows?
Yeah. So, you know, and I can understand that if you don't come in 100% prepared, you're fucked, man.
Yeah.
You know? Ask OG Kevin Gill about that. You know, ask, I don't know, fucking Vampiro.
Oh my Christ. Yeah, Vampiro. He's still doing commentary for AAA, right? On the English Twitch streams?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I think he is. Isn't that terrible. Fucking, that's an abortion, I'm sure. Yeah.
So, this is a Mexican abortion. I don't know if that makes it worse or better. Makes it more fucking renegade, that's for sure. You know? I think of it being a lot less safe.
Way to go, Jim.
Hey, there you go. You
know. Piss off a whole nation.
I'm gonna piss off everybody. Anyone who listens to our show knows we joke about everything. Except for women, because you can't joke about them anymore.
Not allowed. That's no way. Yeah, we don't have to worry, because barely, I'm sure, there might be one.
I would be interested. If you listen to this show, and you are a woman, hit us up at Suplex City Limit. Let us know.
Yeah, reach out to us on Facebook or email or whatever. Find us. We want to know how many females listen to this show.
And interesting.
Then we want to know why.
Why? Why does anybody listen to this shit? You know? These are questions that we will never know the answers to. So we'll see how that turns out. I think, you know, like I said, if it's a more regular situation, maybe he will do better knowing who all these people are, working with them, seeing them around.
Yeah. I agree. I agree completely.
He brings a credibility to it, right? If you're going to try to get wrestling fans back,
yeah,
you know, someone who quit on wrestling because WWE sucks. if they like, hey, I'll check this out, and you know, good old JR is there. Fuck, that's, you know, that's familiar to you. Yeah,
it makes you, it's a familiar face. It, you know, it's been proven that that kind of nostalgia can draw you in to watch. You know what I mean?
A, it happens so often now. Half saggy face.
Half Irish. Jim Ross.
No, I love Jim Ross.
I do too.
Also in the Hall of Fame. We had some AEW signings this week.
We did Allie, which I feel brings nothing to the table. But she looks nice.
She does look nice. They also signed UK wrestler Sadie Gibbs. Is that the chick who was back flipping in a Japanese ball?
Maybe, yeah. I think so.
They're like, Will Ospreay was mean to you, so we're going to sign you. But do they sign men? It's like the last man they signed in this company was Nyla Rose. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's a joke, baby. It's a joke, baby. Good joke around here. I hate that you fuck it, 5 years ago, you wouldn't have to explain after you say something fucked up that, like, by the way, that was a joke. And hope they don't cut off the clip that they're going to put on Twitter lambasting you. And cut it off before you hear me say it's a joke.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole.
Well, like, I know it's a joke, but the last guy to be signed, wouldn't he some fucking guy from the UK?
Could be.
That was like a week ago or something. I don't know. It's somebody that I'm not familiar with.
Seems like they have more women than men. I know that's not true, but
I think that what they got now is their women's roster. You know what I mean?
How many matches do you think they get on a pay-per-view?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, I'd assume.
Shouldn't they get just as many as the men? I wouldn't be surprised, dude. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. I'd say keep it at two.
I think keep it at two. I mean, yeah. I'm all for having, like, if you had, you know, a five match show, like takeovers.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than anything else. You know what I mean? It's just a perfect length to me. And you get five, you know, four or five really well timed matches. And if I had one of those to be a females match, that would be cool. If there was two, I mean, that's the most I'd want.
Yeah, I'm only opening at two because I don't think they'll accept one.
Oh, yeah, know? No, for sure.
If it's eight matches or something, like a 3 hour, eight matches, then I'll have fun with two. But if it's like four matches, five matches.
Jim, if I were to say, I would go by percentages of female wrestlers to male wrestlers. Mm. That's how many matches you really should have. Because
that's
then,
fair.
You got to, if you wanted to go super scientific, the ratio of how many good female wrestlers there are compared to the ratio of how many good male wrestlers there are.
Yeah. All I ask for, and, you know, a big part of why, you know, I might sound down on women's wrestling is because the WWE, I mean, there's, and NXT to an extent too, because they'll push people who have no fucking business being pushed. If you have a, you know, well-booked story and a character that's interesting and she's good, you know, just even good in the ring, I'm all in for that shit, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think about that. What's that big job bitch's name?
The big job bitch?
What's that bitch? She's the second generation big ass fucking job.
I have no Blanchard. Fucking. Oh, Tessa Blanchard. Big ass fucking job.
She does have a big jaw.
She does. She has a oddly attractive face.
So she's hot as fuck, and she's awesome, and her character is fucking awesome too. Like, everything about her is better than pretty much everything in WWE.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, if you're going to be pushing people like, you know, Liv Morgan level talents, and, you know, Lana's and your Nia Jax's and shit, you have nothing good there. There's no good in ring. The character's not good. The story's not good. And the wrestling sucks. So what exactly am I supposed to be in on? Because she's hot? Like, like Alexa Bliss or something?
Yeah. No, I agree. It's. I'm with you in that aspect where if it's a good wrestler, it's a good wrestler. I don't care who you are, really. You can be a male wrestler, a female wrestler, a transgender wrestler. If you're a good wrestler, you're a good wrestler. If you're a shit wrestler, I don't want to see you.
Yeah, exactly.
And the fact that somebody would just be so upset because I said I don't want to see Peyton Royce on TV, you know what I mean? But like, that's blasphemy. Like, because she's a god to some people.
Dude, I found that out this week.
Yeah,
when I quite dared to question the Iconics. Yeah, that botch though. Woof.
Oh man.
People are like, that's on Sasha and Bayley. I'm like, okay, dude, I wasn't saying like it particularly is, but I'm like, is this botch on them, on Sasha and Bayley? Yes. Do the Iconics also fucking suck? Yes. Shut the fuck up, bro.
I mean, at first, didn't she run right through it at first and was just,
dude, it's abysmal. I don't know.
Horrible.
But WWE's gonna do that shit, you know? I don't think a chick being hot and like a decent little thing or good on the mic is worthy of being pushed in an era of women wrestlers and superstars and shit. You know, they wouldn't push a guy who sucks as much as these women do.
No,
because he was handsome.
Of course not. Those women should be managers, not wrestlers.
I mean, they're just like diva era, you know. Yep. They're kind of in that transition. They want to be this, you know, women superstars and equality and shit, but they're still stuck where they have to sign people like, they can't resist signing a Mandy Rose or something, you know?
Yeah. And it's okay, in my opinion, to have one or two of those characters. You know what I mean? Like, Scarlett Bordeaux is a great aspect over an Impact with her character.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where you got the one raunchy girl compared to the rest of the athletes kind of deal.
Yeah. Well, they had lucked out over there. They got Jordynne Grace, and like, I think she is like the most upside of a lot of women wrestlers these days, honestly. They have a really her and Blanchard are tremendous. So
yeah,
those two alone are better than like almost everybody in WWE's women's division.
And then when you think about it too, you know, having Sue Young there with her character, it's a neat little thing to have. They got Rosemary as well, who's not too bad. Yeah. It's a good women's division Impact has, for sure.
Did you see that clip this week I just posted? It's Disco Inferno.
Oh, and Ichitaro.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, really, dude? This is what's happening like on Impact right now? 2019, Disco Inferno. Fucking, I don't know. What's that dude's name?
Yeah, Ichitaro. I think it's Ichitaro. He's a comedy wrestler from Japan.
Is he actually from Japan?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on Colt Cabana's Wrestling World Diaries 3. I have it autographed by Ichitaro.
Yeah. It's like, dude, is that really what you're going to do right now? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's a little odd. It wouldn't be my thing.
Every time I look, I see fucking Glenn Gilberti on Impact's Twitter.
And I know.
What's going on, dude? And
why is Disco Inferno back?
Yeah.
Like, he was horrible on Impact, like in TNA when it was 2003. Because trust me, I watched enough of it.
God, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. So, but yeah, that is her. Because the Observer says there were mixed reactions to her in Stardom, because that's all it's all Meltzer's allowed to say anymore.
Yeah.
Just the most pedestrian of criticism.
he's not allowed to say anything no more. Every female is going to get upset.
Fuck, dude. What a tragic time it is, you know?
Yeah.
Just in the world, in the wrestling world as well. I mean, every version of Twitter is a, you know, complete pussy. Yeah. Video games are like fucking, pussy cesspool, everything. So, but wrestling definitely is too.
Oh, wrestling, I feel, and that could just be because I'm more in depth with wrestling than I am in any other Twitter field, but it feels like they gotta be more in wrestling.
There's more white knights than wrestling, I think.
Oh, without a doubt, I'm sure.
More dudes who've never gotten laid and, you know, will argue dumb shit and join up with women who are offended about things because they think it's going to get their dick sucked.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, it's not.
Some girl is going to see my Twitter and be like, I'm going to suck his dick because he's nice to women.
If you think that you being nice to them and kissing their ass and all that shit, you think that's what's going to get your dick sucked? She's going to ditch you and fucking, yeah, go suck the dick of some guy who's an asshole and treats her like shit. That's what she's going to do. Because that's what the world we live in, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to be a fucking, you know, you got to be a bit of an asshole. So, anyway, rants aside.
We're talking about the news.
Yeah.
This How did week we get like, it's like I feel like we started talking about something else and then went down a rabbit hole for about 10 minutes.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And now I have no idea where we were.
This is the bulk of the show at this point.
Yes, yes. The news is my favorite. We don't do the reviews favorite.
Shit anymore. You got to keep evolving, man. You got to keep changing. Exactly. So there is more. Rey Mysterio files the trademark for Prince Mysterio. We also saw his, well, we didn't see, but you guys saw his son on SmackDown this week.
I see he's fucking huge.
He is. Well, he's compared huge next to Rey. Yeah, I watched the clip on Twitter. But yeah, I don't know. Greatest mask of all time. They did some other filings here. But who knows, man? You think they're gonna do something with him soon or what?
With Rey's son?
Yeah, he'll be ringside at WrestleMania against Joe.
I would rather if they would, you know, have him go to NXT. You know what I mean?
But yeah. Maybe they'll just use him here for a little bit and then do that anyway. But he's been training with Lance Storm, so there's that.
Yeah, no, he's definitely got himself a good trainer. That's for sure. And I'm sure with all the people around Eddie in his whole life, he's picked up so much in just, you know, how old is he now? 20 something?
Something like that, yeah.
Really, I have no idea, but I mean, I'm sure for the last 5 or 6 years, he's heard so much.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't show him on TV with no mask. I wouldn't mention him for shit. If I'm bringing in Rey Mysterio's son, I mean, I don't know. Maybe is he too big to be a luchador? I don't know. What does he do? It depends, I guess. But I feel like there's so many stories. I could pitch you 5 stories off the top of my head about how you bring in Rey Mysterio's son that are way better than they're fucking going to do. So
you're probably going to have somebody pushes him. He pushes him back. It causes Rey to win.
Yeah, he'll have a little spot with Joe.
Yeah.
Probably from the other side of the rail, or do you think he comes down with the dead? Probably from the other side of the rail.
Maybe from the other side of the rail. Maybe from, you know, from the apron. I don't know. I feel like he might jump the rail.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
Rey Mysterio is not the guy that needs, you know, interference to win.
I'm just saying, if you're going to bring his son in, you could do a lot of fucking things. Oh, you could
for
do,
sure.
You know, I mean, you could do something to take out. Joe could fuck up Rey, and, you know, when Rey's out, then his son comes in to defend him in a mask and shit, and he's, you know, Miss whatever the fuck I just said.
What did Prince I say? Mysterio.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah.
Do that. That's way better.
Yeah. No, for sure.
But, you know, that's happening.
But now that all lives and dies on whether or not he's good enough to have that match.
Yeah. I don't know. AJ Styles re-signs with WWE. Not much of a surprise there.
No, kind of expected it. You know, he, at his age now, just make that money.
Yeah. So. He's, as we say, he's going to take, you know, the most amount of money he can. Nothing against that, but nope. More power to you, buddy. I mean, you know, sucks that he do. I would have, you know, as a wrestling fan, obviously, I would have rather he got back out there and had like one run of just all kinds of cool matches with people, yeah. But you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I guess he'll just have matches with fucking Randy Orton and shit.
Because there's the, you know, I want to see that Kenny Omega AJ Styles match. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see that. I want to see that conclude. That hasn't concluded yet.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can think of a bunch of different matches I'd like to see. You know, even matches we've seen already, I would rather see than him versus fucking, you know, I don't know. Name somebody fucking shitty from SmackDown, you know.
And Andrade. Well, he's not shitty. But no, I'd like to say AJ and Roosh. That would be dope.
Yeah.
I don't know, just there's so many of them. There's everybody, really. AJ and everybody he hasn't faced yet.
Yeah. Every good luchador.
Yeah. Yeah. Pentagon, yeah. Rey Fénix.
Oh yeah. Pentagon and Styles?
I think that could be really fun.
Yeah, that would be awesome, actually. I would sign up for that. Impact Wrestling and OVW re-enter a developmental agreement.
Let's keep on turning. Isn't Al Snow in charge of OVW or something?
Yes, sir.
Yep, there you go.
The fuck of a trainer, everybody says, so.
Seems like it, yeah. It just seems like a shit human being to me for all I've heard.
Oh yeah. Well, I haven't heard bad things about him for sure. I don't know. Yeah, it's good. You know, they got to start developing guys, I guess. I mean,
oh yeah, no, it's the time now to start developing guys because everybody else is getting signed up.
Right. Yeah, you can't just go out there anymore and pick dudes up. But I still think, even with like all these people are getting signed, I mean, I could name a bunch of great dudes on the indies who have not been picked up by any of these companies. So
of course,
you know. B-Rad Brad could tell you about fucking 500.
Oh, God, I'm sure he's got 18 promotions pre-booked.
You know what I mean? He could like, tell you. He'd tell you a bunch of motherfuckers who are great who aren't signed by anybody anymore. So, but, yeah, I mean, that should be good for them. They need to build some people, bring some people in, get Disco Inferno out of there.
Oh, get him the fuck. Like, they managed to get rid of Jeff Jarrett forever. So now they need to get rid of Disco Inferno, please.
Yeah. I don't know. Sue Atchison, I guess. I don't know. Atchison. Lady's getting the Warrior Award.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's one of the employees. The Warrior thing comes true.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe somebody, you know, I was like, it's about fucking time.
Yeah. Somebody's just like, oh, that's what Warrior said?
Yeah. As great as that little black cop and a half Mafka fucker was from last year. That dude's name JJ or something.
That little kid?
Yeah, he's a little cop and a half motherfucker. Yeah,
he was really fun, I will say.
Out there with the Gary Coleman ass. Webster and shit. No, he was great. He had more charisma than like fucking most people.
Oh, for sure.
I saw some backstage shit. Was it him and Angle? Might have been him and Angle. I forget who it was. Him and somebody sitting next to each other in these recliners talking backstage. And he blows them out of the water for entertainment value. I'm like, this kid's great. He was tremendous. But anyway,
you see that fucking Izzy girl everywhere and we don't see him at all. Come on.
Bring him back. So their Hall of Fame this year, DX. Honky Tonk Man, Tori Wilson, Harlem Heat.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty fucking weak, man.
It is. There's really, in my opinion, no headliner.
Yeah. They got to have some kind of headliner, don't they?
They have to.
Who's it going to be? That's weird. I haven't even really heard any rumors. I guess maybe because I don't care. I don't really pay attention.
I haven't heard any either, honestly.
Well, the Harlem Heat are in our Hall of Fame. When we put him in our Hall of Fame, there was backlash. That was like years ago. I put him in and people are like, Stevie Ray sucks. I'm like, well, yeah, but Harlem Heat's fucking awesome. I grew up watching WCW and GWF, and fucking Harlem Heat are badass.
No, I got nothing against Harlem Heat as a team. Stevie Ray, especially in late 90s WCW when he was the leader of the NWO. No.
Oh, yeah. But, dude, that team was fucking great. I don't care what anybody says. Even with Stevie not being the greatest, that team was badass.
Yeah.
But they're the only ones in our Hall of Fame. Nobody else from this whole Shawn Michaels, I guess, is in our Hall of Fame.
You don't have 1-2-3 Kid?
Not yet. You got to put him in. He will go in.
But Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, no.
They're not Hall of Fame. No, I mean, there's a difference in our Hall of Fame and other people's Hall of Fame, I guess.
Yeah.
That's not a Hall of Fame act for us. Like, but
when you take 12-year-old Tyler Fudge, super into Road Dogg. I thought Road Dogg was great.
Yeah. I was into it until I found out he's a fucking prick, you know? Like, until I found out I hated him. Twitter, you know? Yeah, a couple of years ago, they came back. And I was like, when they came back, I was like, yes, fucking cool. You know, I was all in on it. You know? When they surprise returned, I was like, yeah, that's awesome. But I totally then on Twitter, he's such a prick. And it's like, oh, fuck this guy. Now I don't like him regardless, you know.
So fuck your stinky ass.
Yeah, that's how you go. But I don't know. What other news you got? Anything?
The only other thing I have myself is...
I got a couple more.
There's a rumor that Roderick Strong's wife might join the Undisputed Era.
They could use a woman. I'm down for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's the easy connection. There's a little bit of legitimacy there. So, cool.
I like the token, you know, like a woman with a group, you know, who's an ass kicker, not just like a, you know,
though, just not just a looker.
Yeah,
exactly. Not Miss Elizabeth and Woman in the Four Horsemen.
Oh, dude. Yeah, exactly. AEW has filed multiple trademarks for old WCW event names. Have you seen this?
Yes, Bash at the Beach, Battle Bowl, Bunkhouse Stampede.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we get Halloween Havoc, too, while we're at it?
I think, doesn't the WWE own that one?
I think they do, but they don't use it.
No. I would love to see a Halloween Havoc show, man. I fucking love that. Best set ever in any wrestling ever was those fucking inflatable pumpkins and shit.
I just like the idea of a Halloween themed show around that time of year. Cause I'm in the spirit for like kind of the whole month, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. The wrestlers don't need to be in costumes, but I did enjoy Tony Schiavone being dressed up as the Phantom. I enjoy that. I enjoy all kinds of shit. Isn't that where the Yetai came? Was Halloween Havoc?
Probably. Yeah, and Lois cooking kids.
Yes, yes. That fucking commercial, man.
I love it. I love it if they do Bash at the Beach, man. If WWE is not going to do it, fuck them. Someone should do it. Bash at the Beach is awesome. Halloween Havoc is awesome.
Yep. Battle Bowl, not so much.
No, not really. You can make it into something.
Yeah. But and Cody did say at one point in time, too, that all trademarks on these names are not all for AEW. Some of it's just bringing his father's work home or something like that. So, I mean, not having WWE owning it.
Well, yeah, it's great. I mean, I wouldn't want them bastardizing it with, you know, their bullshit either. So. I don't know. Oh, I also got the correct Del Fantasma, the good one.
Yes,
not white bread one. He left AAA, man. He said fuck off.
I'd like to see him go somewhere other than. I don't want to see him go Impact. I don't think that would be fun. I wouldn't mind seeing him in ROH, which gives him a bridge to New Japan.
Dude, he's tremendous, man. I mean, he's lost the mask, which I like that gimmick, but it was just a continuation of his dad's.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think you could pick him up and put him back in a mask. I think that's where he's his best.
Yeah. Well, if you King can get Cuerno, that King, I like King Cuerno more than anything he did.
No, that's true. If you could get that character or do a play on that character, I thought he was tremendous.
Yeah.
As that he wrestled almost completely different, you know, that some of the shit he did, the way he would stalk around the ring, a lot of that stuff was really, really good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now, but like with the mask being such a big thing in Mexican culture, it's looked down upon for him to put the mask back on, isn't it? I know Ray did it, but.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you know, he's not going to be in Mexico any fucking way.
No.
He's wrestling as King Cuerno at the United We Stand show on April 4th.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
it's gonna be a fun show too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that show. It's gonna be good. I don't know. Kurt Angle's wife, among many others, but funny that it was his wife, went on Twitter and was talking shit on the Baron Corbin match.
Yes. Which hopefully it's all swerve, because I do not want to see that at all.
You'll never know if it was a swerve there's people say there's rumors too that like they were really thinking that and now they're having to rethink it. Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, they would be that fucking blind. Honestly, I don't think they would give a fuck about people. You know, I don't think they care about Kurt Angle and his career.
No.
Despite him being in their Hall of Fame and them sucking his dick and shit last year, I don't think they care because the shit they've done with him when he's wrestled has been pretty fucking lame.
Yeah, it's been bleak for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, but like McIntyre, the look in his eyes too. He's got a bleak look in his eyes. He doesn't look like he's all there.
That's true. We said that since he came back.
Oh yeah.
But you know, then McIntyre beat him and embarrass him and beat him with his own move and shit. Like, whoa, dude! And then have like Drew McIntyre lose to Baron Corbin or something. You know, next week. Like, what the fuck?
It's an acid trip, man. That's what it is.
We might be at that point of the show, but I don't even want to bother talking shit on it because it's ridiculous.
What's Raw, your take on Kofi Kingston's whole deal on SmackDown this week?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I said it was like
2 weeks out from Mania. There's no need to be playing this fucking game.
I thought it was too heavy-handed weeks ago, man. You didn't need any of this shit, right? No. Like, people were behind it. 100, like, they're not more behind it now than they were.
No. God, no.
I think they're less. You know, that's what they do. They fucking book shit down. I don't know. It didn't need it. It's like, if you want to try to build up a guy, you know, like, you're pushing a baby face and the crowd is not behind it that much. Maybe you can try doing shit like this to build some sympathy and stuff, but he didn't need it. No. He was already there.
The sympathy was there for sure.
Yeah. You didn't need any more than this. So no. What the fuck are you doing? They can't help but just fuck with it. You know, they're like, they're not a cook in the sense of like, they don't make a soup and put everything in the soup and just let it sit there on low for 4 hours like you do soup, stirring occasionally. They're constantly walking by and like dumping salt in there, dumping pepper in there, you know, just fucking with it. Yeah. Just leave it alone, dude. And you don't need all that bullshit.
No. And then you don't need all that bullshit, and you definitely don't need to be playing the race card, because they tried to do this for a build of WrestleMania in 2004, I believe, with Booker T and Triple H.
Fuck that it's, yeah.
Right. So, and if you want to see a breakdown on how that happened, you go to the Federation. You can listen to that. It'll give you a little tidbit. It didn't end well. So this one probably won't either.
I don't get it. So your story is like Vince McMahon is a racist? Like, is that your story? I mean, it's true, but I like that you're using real life shit in your booking, but what the fuck, man? It just doesn't need it. Sometimes it's just like
Hogan's going to be his fucking co-GM.
It's like sometimes just a dude finally getting the belt is all you need, you know? Yeah,
after years and years and years of being nowhere near it. He gets it. That's all you need. That's you know, the radio story, you know.
That's you as a fan having to put in on that too, because you give a shit more. Well, we don't, but well, maybe you give them more of a shit about a guy becoming champion than they do. That means, I don't think that means shit to them. You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%.
Know? That's why they think they need to put all this shit in there. But like Kofi Kingston, he could have just, you know, built this up. And it could have just had a match and he could have won. It could have been fine. You know, just all this shit takes away from it. And you could say that with all this shit, Becky and Rhonda and Charlotte. It's so such an easy story you could have done. They have to fuck it up. They're constantly doing all this shit. It's nonsense.
Yeah, no, I agree. Especially when you look at, you know, the Becky and Rhonda stuff is trying. They're trying to build around real things. It seems like. That's their big thing now. They try to take the real and just make the fiction meet the real. You know what I mean? And but what they're doing is just playing on the worst types of fiction you could try to make real.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you would do that. All people are really asking for is decent stories and decent booking. Yeah. You know, they're not. You don't have to go do all this shit. You don't have to have people. Oh, shooting and this and that and scripts and it's fucking Russo shit, dude.
Oh. It sure feels like it, bro.
Yeah. And I know about that. We just did a fucking show on Russo shit.
Yeah, you did. You're fucking right. What a fucking travesty that show is.
Did you listen to it?
I've gotten through half of it. I started listening to it on the drive home today.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll be able to talk about the next one. Wait till the second half. I feel like Jared and I organically come up with a way to book Booker T and Scott Steiner. That, like, in the moment, we just get lost in it and it's just like, do this and this. And it's like, at the end, I was like, holy fuck, that's awesome.
I'm excited.
I don't know if it is or not, but I felt like it was. Pay per view take two on the Suplex City Limits Network. Boom. Halloween Havoc 2000. Something else. Fucking quite the show.
Anything WCW from 2000 onwards is just fucking dreadful.
Yeah, that's the money spot. That's the honeypot for fucking pay-per-view take two. Those are the best. Love them. Because they're so fucking absurd, you know?
Oh, there's so much weird bullshit going on in those fucking shows.
Can we talk about this WrestleMania show being like, I mean, we joke about how long it is every year, but this is supposed to be possibly the longest one ever.
It I'm sure there's marriages that are shorter than this WrestleMania show.
I just don't know. And there's not enough to me that really makes me want to fucking watch it, the whole thing.
I 100% agree, and I'm so glad you said it.
Yeah. I mean, we'll go. I don't know. I just, am I going to sit down and still, you know, spend 7-8 hours, whatever the hell it is, to watch this goddamn thing? What do we got on this show? We've got the women's three-way, you know, which should be pretty good.
Of course. Of course. That it should be a decent match, especially, you know, with the atmosphere. And if it's a main event or not, I feel like it'll feel special.
New Lesnar and Rollins. You know, do you put it on Rollins here? I feel like you should. I feel like you have to. But some of these other ones, Asuka will be taking on one of the winners of a four-way coming up this week.
Oh, joy.
Rose, DeVille, Naomi, or Carmella. It's a pretty It's a pretty sad state of affairs when Naomi is the best option.
I was going to say the only option I would take would be Naomi.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the only one who should be there.
Yeah.
Honestly, the rest of these chicks are... Carmella's a good valet. She's not a good wrestler, though.
No, she's good with truth. I don't mind that at all.
United States Championship, Joe and Ray. You know, fuck you and you wanted the Andrade shit. Get the hell out of here with that.
I do feel bad for after, I believe, Fastlane saying, boy, oh boy, I really want a Rey Mysterio Samoa Joe match. And no, we got it. But it's like, ah... I kind of really wish we got the blow off though of Andrade.
It doesn't need to be on WrestleMania, dude. It's he beat him in a tag match. That's it. Joe pinned Ray in a tag match. And that's on WrestleMania. That's not what this should be. I think all their shows should be, you know, 3 hour shows, 2.5 to 3 hour shows, and WrestleMania could be 4 hours. And I'm not talking regular show 4 hours. I'm saying the whole thing. Fuck the pre-show. It's 4 hours long.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long it's going to be.
The pre-show's probably at least going to be 3 to 4. At least.
God. Buddy Murphy will be taking on Tony Nese. Tony Nese won that tournament. And I heard that was actually a really good match. I wanted to watch it. I didn't get around to it. Nese and Alexander.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a great match. I'm sure it was, but I mean, how many
you
times
still
do
don't
we
care, right?
No, like how many times do we need to see this match? You know what I mean? How many?
And I mean, it seems like a lot of the 205 Live fans are kind of like behind it. You know, they're like, yeah, Nese should get a shot, and he's great and everything. But I mean, not great, but I mean, he's good and everything. But man, I have a hard time with that. Nese versus Buddy Murphy. This is
your WrestleMania match.
Yeah, dude. From all the guys you have in that cruiserweight division, and all the guys you could put in that division, that's questionable to me.
It's very questionable.
How can you not book a guy like Grand Metalik, who's so fucking good? It's ridiculous. How can you not book this guy into a prominent position?
I will say, Jim. Yeah. This is a weird way for me to give WWE props. But I feel like their treatment of Grand Metalik has been absolutely perfect. If you wanted to fool all of a nation in not remembering or not even knowing that a guy is tremendous.
Yeah. Just like we're keeping this secret from everybody. There's a lot of those guys, even like, you know, Kalisto is, you know, really good too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, he can't talk for shit, but he's good.
Yeah. I just feel like Metalik, man. You know, I think a luchador is a possibly top-level guy. He doesn't need to talk. Find somebody to talk for him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, fuck. He's Grand Metalik. He's so fucking good. But you would never know. Never.
You could have paid Conan a bunch of money to come in and be the mouthpiece for Luchador Stable, since you want to put them all together any fucking way.
Yeah. But no, Conan ruined the Max Moon gimmick, Jim.
Yeah, so he can't come. Yeah, I can't hire him. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, thank
you. It's like so funny with that, too. You look at the luchadors, like they stand out. They've got these masks. The dumbest idea ever was be putting them all together like they have. They don't stand out at all. What makes one stand out from the other one when they're all together? You know, they all have like similar-ish looking shit.
It screams Mexicools, man, and we all know how racist that was.
Yeah, well, at least they're not on lawnmowers. You know, and I thought this whole thing, Strowman being in the his booking is the Battle Royal. Fucking crazy. I don't even like that dude, but he was super so hot and they cooled him off like crazy. They put him in a freezer, man.
I want to beat up so many people because of Colin Jost that I want to just be in the Battle Royal.
Yeah. WWE fucking 2019, boys.
Oh, man. Yeah. Such shit booking.
They had that guy so ready to go, ready to blow, and they just...
Oh, they pissed that away so hard.
They piss everything away.
Because nobody can be bigger than the company.
I don't know. Kurt Angle and Corbin, if that happens, I don't think that is going to happen.
I will say this now, Jim. I am not watching that match.
Regardless, I thought Kurt looked really bad on Raw.
I mean, it's a shame that this is his retirement angle. He went into the Hall of Fame last year. We got his little retirement run. You know, I mean, you should have done your singles send off last year at WrestleMania, not now.
Mm. Yeah. Styles Orton, which, you know, despite having like a very short build, at least the back and forth about, you know, being the chosen fucking prodigy, whatever Orton is.
Yeah.
Versus a guy who worked the indies and going back and forth on that. You know, that's pretty good, but I don't expect Styles to win here, you know, especially if they're gonna make fun of him being bingo hauler and all this shit.
Yeah, they're gonna want their guy to go over big, especially on WrestleMania.
Yeah. So Orton beating Styles, that doesn't do much for me. I don't think that's even a good match. I never bought the Orton shit. You know, people like, he was great when this year's, and I fucking never got it.
I would say, though, if anybody's going to get a good match out of Orton, though, it's going to be AJ Styles, I feel.
True. Just as Orton just is like, he does nothing for me. He's one of those guys who's just been around for too long, and he's just beyond dead to me. You know, yeah. I just cannot do it. We've seen him. I've seen this guy for how long now? You know?
Oh, since 2002.
So there you go.
I think, yeah.
Pretty much, pretty much every single week, every pay-per-view, he does the same shit. Still does the same moves he did then.
Yeah, nothing's really changed. He's actually taken away moves, Jim.
Yeah, he really is. Like, if you look at the character, nothing's really changed. Still wears the same gear.
Yeah.
Still does the same shit.
Change the color. Yeah. Sometimes it's gray. Sometimes it's red.
Got his whole arms tattooed in like one fucking week at 40 years old. Like, cool story, bro.
Yeah. Like, I really liked Randy Orton when he first came in. I used to really like playing the video games and being Randy Orton and doing that super sweet crossbody, that little pump fake crossbody he'd do.
Yeah.
I used to like doing that. But then he stopped doing that, and I lost all interest in Randy Orton.
Yeah. It's one of those deals where you get into a dude because of them on a wrestling game. Scott Norton, dude. It's like,
yeah. Scott Norton and all those WCW fucking games.
Everyone who played Revenge is like, Scott Norton's awesome. Because he was. Yeah. You could put it on, like, turn the KOs on and go against a jobber and just destroy him with power bombs and shit until you get your special, hit him with that shoulder breaker, KO that motherfucker in like a minute and a half. Done.
Scott Norton was ridiculously powerful in those games. It was fantastic.
That's why that shit was fun, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it's obvious somebody in the development team had a hard on for Scott Norton, rightfully so. And, like, and nowadays, fucking hardcore.
You play these games, it's like, oh, you can't do big moves until you've done the small, the low moves. And you get, if you did too many in a row, you get tired. And, like, where's the fun in that, dude?
Yeah.
That game was fun. You put it on the computer, you pick easy, you pick Scott Norton, and he just, like, powerbomb them repeatedly
for hours. You know,
and, like, every move he had was just like the most devastating shit. It's awesome.
Yeah. I feel like when they moved the first few SmackDown games for the PlayStation, I really enjoyed those. Because they took a lot more of the, you know, it was THQ and everything, took the No Mercy approach kind of. And but there was, to me, up until they got like the SmackDown, I think it was Here Comes the Pain, is to me the pinnacle of WWE gaming, aside from like WWE No Mercy. But beyond that, they really took too much of a serious approach and made it more of a simulation. Yeah. And to me, wrestling games as a simulation is not fun.
No, no, it's not. It's fun to fucking kick the shit out of people. Getting tired is bullshit. Why am I not going to get tired? What's awesome about that? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have like super fast kicking the shit out of people. That's what you want to do.
Yeah. Now, so, I will say Fire Pro Wrestling do a great job with the stamina system. And it's like when your character is getting tired, it's more along the lines of the end of like a New Japan match where both guys are exhausted. You just trade and blows. And you know what I mean? It heightens it in a way.
Speaking of which, somebody, who the fuck is it? God damn, I saw someone on Twitter somewhere along the way. They're doing like a new ROM a hack of that with like, who the fuck was on it, man? A bunch of different wrestlers and shit. They're doing kind of like a new hack of No Mercy and stuff, or Revenge, whatever it is.
Really?
If any of you know what that is, tell me. Yeah. Let me know.
That's
somebody I'd like have come on, or, you know, promote their shit.
I've always been a fan of the mods that they did for No Mercy.
Yeah.
Always.
If you can get that online, is that, I would play that shit all day.
Oh,
is that online?
No Mercy. It's not like online. You can get you'd have to play it on a computer.
Yeah, but I mean, I could play against other people online.
Oh, no.
See, that's what those, I don't know. That's what all games need. I don't want to play any games unless I can play them online with my friends. With.
Yeah, no, that game is basically a ROM. And basically what you do is you go into the folder of the ROM, I believe. You unpack it and you place these skins in the other place, and it just overrides the ROM that you have on your computer.
Well, there you go. Talking about video games, wrestling video games instead of this fucking show. I don't know. There's more. We'll talk about it. I mean, like, I've lost interest, honestly. You're talking about it. So,
yeah. It's a shit WrestleMania card.
I feel like it. I feel like it, too. If that's all the news you have.
I got no more news, no.
It is. So from there, let's move on to Mark Tank after another word from sponsor.
We're back with WCW. Goldberg's in trouble. Ming to the front. Back he goes to the turnbuckle. Into the gut. But Goldberg rebounds with a headbutt. Ming on the outside. Ming gets a chair. Goldberg gets a chair. This could get ugly. They're gonna eat pizza.
Little Caesars WCW meal. Get a free WCW motion card when you order two medium pizzas for just $9.99. Collect all four.
Pizza, pizza.
I'll trade you these three for a Goldberg.
Nope.
Where we read Mark comments from social media as they are typed. The Little Caesars, I miss that era, Little Caesars.
The wrestling tie-ins?
No, just that old Little Caesars. Because like Little Caesars is a thing still, or again, I'm not sure.
We've got two in town, I believe.
Right, we have them here too. But they're not the same as Little Caesars was back in the day.
It's not?
No, dude, it doesn't taste the same. It's completely different shit, you know?
That's fair.
Like back in the day when you could get a Bigfoot pizza, you know, that big ass long motherfucker, you got to like have it hanging out of the back of your car with a red flag on it. Shit. You know? You get a bucket of spaghetti. Fuck, that's the Little Caesars I'm talking about.
Yeah, so. You can't get that here now.
Can't get that here either.
Jim, you now, like you got me wanting a fucking Little Caesars. I'm going to go get some. I really am. I really think I am.
You know, if I got an option of like, well, you can travel back in time for one thing, I'd be like, you know, maybe I'd go back to the 1997 and get myself a fucking Bigfoot pizza.
See, the one pizza that I fantasized in my head as a kid is McDonald's pizza.
Yeah, we never had that. I don't think we had that here, man.
Oh, man. There's still one place, I believe, in Florida that sells McDonald's pizza.
Fuck. Of all the places in the world to get pizza, you know, that sounds...
I said there's like only one McDonald's in America, and it's in California, that still deep fries their apple pies instead of baked.
Like fucking, it's today on Fatty Getaways. We're going to California. We're getting fried pies.
Oh, fuck you.
Mark Tank. Holy shit, huh? Susan Badger. A lot of this is about the Kofi stuff, but there's some other random shit. So Susan Badger says WWE is promoting bullying and they need to stop it. Children are watching and they're going to think it's okay. Wrong there, by the way.
So guys punching each other in the face ain't gonna make them think anything else in that retrospect?
Yeah, right.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Oh god, this is a good one too. Patricia Lynn Angst. Vince McMahon continues to display his racist stripes, and if you do not see that, then you are a racist too. I don't care if it's just entertainment. It's promoting bullying and racism.
There you go.
Jagdish Lenka. That's quite the name. Jagdish? Well, this picture is like... Jagdish. This picture is him on a motorcycle. Everyone please boycott WWE for good. It's all drama. I mean, how is this fair, wrong fair, by the way, to somebody who has just won an all-time greatest matches?
What?
Yeah.
I don't
how
have
is this
goddamn fair idea.
To somebody who has just won all-time greatest matches. He means Kofi.
So he's saying that Kofi won all of the all-time greatest matches?
Like, no, he won that match on SmackDown, which was one of the greatest.
Oh, I thought he was saying like Kofi Kingston beat Andre the Giant WrestleMania 3. That's what I thought he was saying. Wasn't sure. Right.
Got you. Kendall Bryant, Nance. Actually, randomly, the New Day were on Drop the Mic this week.
So was Lana and Rusev, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Lana and Rusev defeated Mark Cuban in a rap battle. And I'm then sure the New Day lost to SWV.
That's funny. That's funny. It's WWE taking on New Japan there.
What? New Japan?
Yeah. Mark Cuban owns Access Television. And he's the one getting New Japan in the States.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. I didn't think of that. I was like, what the fuck does SWV have to do with Japan? The New Day were fucking great on that, though. Those guys are funny as hell.
They are. They're very really entertaining.
Good. Yeah. Let's see. This dude says, maybe they should leave. I would respect that, unlike Vince, who has zero respect. Better yet, I think everybody should leave WWE.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Even Vince.
Everyone, especially Vince. Everyone. Andrew Wadlington says, if I was in the WWE and I had a shoot at the WWE Championship, I would give my title shoot to Kofi Kingston because I am unselfish.
Shoot, 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 shoot. Don't work yourself into a shoot, brother.
That could have been the winner, dude. That could have been the winner of any other week.
Tough week.
Jesus Christ. I had a shoot at the WWE Championship. I would give my title shoot to Kofi Kingston because I'm unselfish. I love it. That is good.
Oh, well, kid, the only problem is you don't have a title shoot.
Yeah.
Nobody has a title shoot.
Let's see. Michael Lancaster says AEW will be 10x better than the WWE if Vance keeps saying bullying is okay and being a racist is okay. That could be another winner. AEW will be 10x better than the WWE if Vance keeps saying bullying is okay and being a racist is okay.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta hope, I guess.
Kobe writes, if New Day quit, I'm not going. Oh, wait, hold on. If New Day quit, I'm not watching WWE no more because I love them. They are the best ever.
That's getting too attached, my friend.
The best ever, dude.
They are the greatest. They are the GOAT.
Yeah. Greg Williams, they may want to talk to the WWE board of directors to address this issue, or Vince McMahon may be sued.
I can't have a fucking day. Kayfabe's dead, everybody.
Carlos Acevedo, the New Day is heading to AEW. WWE is losing their fans. Wrong there. Soon you be losing all your high paid wrestlers to AEW. Vince is a racist prick. 100% real. Let's post some of these up on Twitter at Suplex City.
Loosing. You're loosening up. You're loosing raised knees. You're loosing.
Yeah. I don't want to bully people. And I feel like reading these, you know, might be, I don't know. If you post them up, I don't want people to be like, let's, you know.
Yeah, let's find that guy and make him want to kill himself. Because, I mean.
Do you ever know?
What?
You never know these days.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you never know what's going to happen if you do something like that.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying today, like, they closed the fucking roads down here because somebody was on the bridge. You know, like, it's fucking Friday, dude. Like, yeah. Let's give it until Monday at least.
Some see how this weekend goes. Dick.
You know? Yeah.
Who knows? Like, you might.
Especially if you live this weekend, like,
it's your last.
Like, yeah. Just yes anding all the way through the weekend, you know?
Yeah. Just don't spend all your money just in case you don't go through with it. And then saying, you're really broke and you want to do it again. So. Mm.
Exactly. But yeah, also contact, you know, whatever the voice
is. Whatever it says at the beginning of the show.
Whatever I say at the beginning, fucking listen to that. Or message me. I'll talk to you. Let's see. This is a great booking idea. Anthony R. Seedy.
Oh, he's been on this before.
Has he?
Yeah, I get R. Seedy name. Yeah.
It says top fan next to his shit. That means he comments on their stuff all the time.
Oh.
Should bring in Teddy Long, make him Kofi's manager, and have promos about how the man is holding him down because Jesus. He's not the white boy.
Oh my God. Like, is he not aware that they've done this before? Like, this was his deal with Teddy, with Rodney Mack and Jazz.
Dude, these people only know about shit that they bring up themselves in their promos or what they put in their little fucking propaganda films on the network after Raw. You know, they don't know anything about fucking what happened or anything.
Like, man, like, that was such a horrible, horrible time.
Yeah. So, dude, there's so many. Like, this week, I could do this for days, you know, because this really brought the marks out. It's like some weeks we don't have Mark Tank because there's not anything to really bring him out. But like when I see what happens, I know what's going to bring him out. I knew this would. Nicholas Black says, this is all in caps, by the way, they better be setting up for a new Nation of Domination. So help me God. Not the only Nation of Domination thing that I saw over the.
Oh, without a doubt. Like, I mean, that was the thing when they first became a group, the New Day. People were thinking it was going to be a Nation of Domination thing.
Instead, they were
gospel singers.
Gospel singers in baby blue.
Yeah, preaching about positivity.
What the fuck? Yeah, they pitched. Basically, I think they pitched a similar thing to what they actually ended up doing. And then Vince turned it into that. And they had, so over time, got it back to where they wanted it. And it worked out amazing.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have had to fuck around with all that other shit. I remember when they first debuted that gimmick. If you go back on this show, you'll hear me just fucking bury it.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if I was around then. Was I around then? No.
Maybe not. Probably
no, there's
not.
No way I was around then.
Anthony Rovella. The New Day should go to AEW and lead the invasion.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yep, yeah. Lead the invasion. Yeah, because that won't be familiar at all.
Yeah. You could do it right. No, but don't do that, please. To E, God damn it, that's a fun thing now. It's like anything is like, well, AEW, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, everybody just thinks everybody's going to AEW. Yeah.
I disagree, you know, with our fucking fellow podcasters who are super anti AEW, but shit like this, you know, shit like that, I get it. I get why you horrible. Are it.
Yeah.
I understand. Like,
if
it.
That's all you see, I understand it as well. But yeah. I mean,
I get it. I get why.
I think you'd be more confused in the fact of your hatred for those fans than the company itself. Cody can sometimes be a prick.
Oh, sure. Sure you can. I agree with that point of view as well. Jonathan Hughes says, you should go to AEW and win that world title and say, look at me now, because this is a new day.
Take a look at me now.
Oh, well. Because this is a new day. Some of these are just funny, too. They're not Mark Tank. This one's not. But just the lady, Catherine Ramirez, Vince McMahon is a racist. Truth burst.
Did she actually have that written in Truth Burst?
No. I had that for. Yeah, it's fucking this bitch, who's pretty popular on the Twitter in the wrestling world, the pop wrestling world.
What's her handle?
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'd like to know. I'd like to know if I think she's a bitch as well. You know,
I don't think she's a. Did I say bitch?
I thought you did.
Bitch.
Oh. No, I was calling her a bitch like as a woman, not as like she's a bitch. I don't know her. I don't know if she's a bitch, but she is in fact a bitch. Like, if that makes sense.
So she is a
bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Is Marcellus Wallace a bitch?
Okay, Jim. We're live, pal. I got her name. You guys don't know. And now it's just me. So fuck all y'all.
It's awesome. Like, what's her name? We can't keep it from her. Name's Velina WWE. I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a nice person. The last thing we needed is like, but she's just bullshit. Maybe it's good for ratings. You know, controversy creates cash. A wise man once said.
It does.
So, but she says, if you truly enjoy wrestling, you wouldn't be bitching about the WrestleMania 35 time slot.
I seen this. Yes. What a fucking dumb cunt.
Great. There we go. There Man. We go. It's been fun. 206 episodes. and our Patreon was just canceled. No, that's a dumb as fuck take. I don't know if she's talking about the time slot, like when it starts. I took it. She means like that the it's length. 14 hours long.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she means like we shouldn't complain. If we liked wrestling so much, we shouldn't complain that WrestleMania is 14 hours long. But see, that's the thing. I can complain because WWE sucks. And I don't want to watch a 14-hour show.
It's the kind of fucking uninformed white bread take you would expect from somebody who has WWE in their name. Yeah. Yeah.
And somebody that's probably never, ever worked a day in her life.
Yeah. And this one dude says, if we get an amazing AJ Styles versus Shinsuke match, I'd be fine with that match lasting 5 hours. LOL.
Oh, my Jesus Christ. This guy, this fucking guy. Fuck.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, dude, if you were a true wrestling fan, if you truly enjoy wrestling, that's crazy. These people have no idea. What's out there, I think. Like, where do they think these people come from? You know? Well,
and Jim, too, I want to preface you, too. You said that she's probably a nice lady, but she's not. I seen another tweet where somebody quoted it. Didn't retweet it, but quoted it. And it was like, maybe some of us that have, you know, jobs have some other things we need to do. And then she retweeted that and was like, at me, bitch. It's like, oh man, you're like,
oh, she's not popular on Twitter, never mind. Just that tweet got a lot of fucking traction
because she's a bitch.
Yeah, because there's people like quoting it and mocking her like me. And then a bunch of people like listen to us like, ah, fuck this bitch. Oh yeah, at me pussy.
Is that her name? At me pussy? Oh yeah, at me pussy. Yeah,
all he did was quote her thing and say, "Some of us have families, or you know, a job."
Yeah,
yeah. A guy who follows us, Ring Falcon. He follows us.
Fucking Ring Falcon.
I'm gonna have to defend Ring Falcon in this one.
You defend him, and
doesn't listen. He probably follows. He's one of those people who follows us and doesn't listen to our show.
Yeah. What a if you're that person, you're a dick.
That's a lot of those people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're not listening, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. So yeah, there's that. Where the fuck were we? God damn, they're in the longest Mark tank of all time.
we've definitely, I feel, trumped our usual episode length this time.
Yeah. Well, we got one more here. This guy sends this message to Taya Valkyrie. You may have seen this.
No, I haven't.
Name is on Twitter. It's I don't even know, KLIJSTER. Fucking knows. He looks like he's from the part of the country a lot of our marketing people are from, the part of the world, excuse me. But he sends these messages to her, and she takes a picture of it and posted it. Says, "Hey, bitch." And the next one says, "Why don't you also post a picture of how you cowardly faced at Brian Cage?" Next message says, "You low bloated." Then the next one says, "He should have kicked your pussy and pinched your nipples as well."
My Jesus Christ.
And the last message he sends is, "A bitch pussy coward like you can't defeat a great man," all in caps, "like him."
Just so fucking furious. Yeah. Oh, man. What it's a fucking guy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Fuck, man. There you go. An XL edition of Mark Tank.
But, you're welcome, Terry Ansel.
Yeah, there you go. Federation, I guess you kind of mentioned what's going on, but hit us with it again, man.
Hog Wild will be coming out very shortly. Probably, I don't know. When is it supposed to be coming out? I don't know. We do 2 weeks. I can't remember if it's been a week or 2 weeks since the last episode came out. I'll have to check the calendar.
There you go. Coming soon.
Coming soon. Tentatively next week. And then the Semi Awesome Podcast, we have another episode coming out there tonight, I believe, where we take a road trip and we try the difference between regular burgers and Beyond Meat burgers, and we play smell games.
Okay. All right.
Yep. It's on YouTube. You can watch it.
You coming see soon.
My pretty like face.
Like your mother when I fuck her.
Yeah, coming soon or never. Who knows?
There you go. Check that shit out everywhere podcasts are found, mofudge.com. If you like this show, you will thoroughly enjoy the Federation, Tyler and Travis. Brothers, man.
Brothers, not from other mothers. Brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and Canadian.
Eating bacon and I don't know.
Poutine?
Yeah, maple syrup, wiping our asses with the lead. I got nothing, man. I'm stoned. Give me a break. Fuck off.
Also, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Halloween Havoc 2000 on the pay-per-view Take Two newest episode on our channel, Suplexity Limits. If you go to the Podbean page, it's easy to categorize. You can get all the shows by category. Pay-per-view Take Two, other weird things that I started and then just gave up on because I'm kind of lazy.
Jam, Suplex or SCL Extra.
Yeah. Fully Loaded Podcast is on there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Fully Loaded is not even a company no more, so.
Yeah. Ringside with Jim, I was like, this could be awesome. And I did it. And then I was like, then I had to do editing and shit. And I was like, I fucking don't like this. I didn't like that shit at all. I thought I would. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to enjoy, you know, working on stuff, but I didn't really like it. Turns out. So, yeah, those are all up there. Want to give shout outs, show some love to all of our content creator friends. THT Wrestling Podcast, Shaheen and Boxman. Check those guys out. Wednesdays live on Mixlr. They go live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
That's a brave task. I mean, like, we could technically do it.
Yeah, well, this is live. You paused it for 5 seconds for me to tell you a name that I just told everybody.
The world, yeah.
Yeah, these are all fucking one take shows unless I have to take like emergency shits.
Yeah, I mean that happens every now and then. You know, as we get older, our bowels get less strong and dense, and the lining of the bladders are smaller.
That's the best THT promo ever.
Oh fuck! I forgot that he clips those fuckers out.
Like, hey, thanks for shouting on our show and then talking about shits and stuff. Much love, Shaheen. But yeah, also check out Shaheen's artwork, nuclearheatgraphics.com. He's got a bunch of awesome new shit. Get a new Shield one. If you're a Shield fan, you can, you know, this is the last time ever, don't you know?
Last time.
Celebrate Liger's retirement by getting a Liger poster. Abdullah the Butcher. I got Hayabusa sitting on my wall right here.
Yes.
Check him out. He's got a lot of fantastic art. You can also commission him to fucking do all kinds of shit. It'll draw a picture of your mother-in-law. You don't give a shit.
I ordered some for Jim for Christmas.
And yeah, you did.
He was a pleasant man to deal with business-wise.
He's great. Great guys over there. Also, shout-outs to Shooting the Shiznit, the boys over there, BT, and So Divine, Lance Levine. Who else we got? Satpod. They don't even do shows anymore, but still shout-out to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably see Scotty next week at the pup show in Edmonton. He's going to that.
Nice.
So that should be cool.
Also, shout out to The Strap, a boy Lynx, and Sarah. Yeah, fuck, I remembered her name at the last second.
There you go, baby.
Husband and wife podcasting team, owners of Zealot Pro Wrestling.
Yeah. They got a show coming up in, is it April or May? May, I believe. I believe it's May.
There you go. Oh, dude.
Oh, yes. Well,
I'll do it at the end of the shout outs if I can remember. Who else we have? High Wrestling's High Marks. Check those guys out.
Oh, and I got some. Actually, for once, I got something to suggest to check out, actually. There's a couple of YouTube channels that had a really good episode come up this past week or so. There's one called Kento Bento, and it's how North Korea held the greatest pro wrestling event in the world. It's a great.
Yes.
Have you seen
that? Yes, I did.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
And then there's another one by Super Eye Patch Wolf, and he's been doing a couple wrestling ones here and there.
Pretty good, too.
Yeah, he did The Undertaker, long-term storytelling and wrestling, and he just equates it that nobody else does long-term storytelling like that. And, oh, dude, it was such a great video.
How in our fucking brains is YouTube? Because YouTube's like, hey, maybe you want to watch these things. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly how it works, man, and I fucking love it.
YouTube side of things, also a shout out to Social Injustice Warrior. Hoping to do something with him here still. But it's so out of my ballpark that I'm like, so we'll see. We'll do something there. He does these videos, like real retrospective kind of videos, you know, voiceover shit. And I love his videos, but it's like, it's so far from what I do. I'm like, dude, I make like dick jokes and shit, like, well, hi. I mean, that's pretty far off from what I'm doing.
Yeah,
but maybe some there. I don't know who else we got. Yeah, podcast Comic Can Koozie. Some of my fucking IRL friends do a podcast about comics and shite
cans and koozies.
Yeah, Comic Can Koozie. I don't know what else we got. Any other shout outs?
No,
probably forgetting people.
No, I don't think I got any more shout outs. You know, I usually give zero and I gave two this week, so I'm fucking doing great.
Still miss you, Bobby Anthem.
Yeah.
Yuck Nasty, Dog a Baby Get in the Corner.
Rub your dreadlocks on my face, Bobby Anthem.
Man, I just want to get on Molly and have you just fucking drag your dreadlocks across my face.
Fuck yes.
Oh, shit. One thing I did want to mention that I thought was really awesome. Depends on your view. Maybe you didn't see on Ring of Honor 17th anniversary. Did you see fucking Suplex City Limits alum Mega Ran and T Call? Both those guys have been on the show.
Yes, no selling problem.
Yeah, that was. I was like, Teak, what are you doing?
Yeah. You might not actually be afraid of him, but fucking pretend you're a little bit scared of him. Fuck,
bro, you are a wrestling fan. You know that. You should know that. You can't do that. That was. Honestly, I was like, I like him. He was on our show. I love both those guys. But, dude, Bully Ray should have fucking open hand slapped that motherfucker on the ear.
I would have fucking popped.
Yeah.
Like, I love Mega Ran's music, and from everything I hear, he's a fantastic individual. That was just bad. That was not very good.
Yeah, just that. I mean, that was my only beef. I mean, some people like the song, so I like the song. I like Mega Ran. Yeah. I played guitar on one of his albums,
by the way. You fucking big time, and you little dick in me, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know whose album you've ever played guitar on. I'm just fucking. I owe that to Lynx, man. Lynx could have done that shit himself and just being a fucking friendly guy was like, hey, you want to be part of this?
Yeah.
Lynx Kinetic's a fucking bad motherfucker. I love that guy. I haven't heard from him much. Probably busy running a wrestling company, doing a podcast. And
everything else that life brings your way.
Yeah. Hitting his hot wife. She's really hot. Boy, that's a compliment, dude. It's just, can't be mad about that.
How your voice fucking just went lower. She's really hot. This is really hot. Hoping that nobody's going to hear it on this podcast. Where Mike's
if she was listening, she wouldn't hear it.
Yeah.
That's a secret.
Don't tell anybody.
Jared's wife's also hot. I'm sure the girl that Burbs is dating is really hot too.
That's the only one that I don't know who we're talking about.
Burbs is good. I don't know. Burbs, I don't know who she's either. I mean, he's an international rap sensation, man. Of course, fucking Burbs. He's tremendous. I'm straight as an arrow, and I fucking kind of want to fuck Burbs. Yeah. I got a man crush on Burbs.
I wish I had an Xbox so I can play video games with you guys.
He doesn't play Xbox. I don't see him ever anymore.
Oh, fair enough. He's just a little dick in you now.
Listening to this right now. He's listening to this somewhere on his patio smoking a joint. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I've lost. All I do is me and one of my homies, we play Ark every day. We don't even talk about what game we're going to play. It's like Xbox, yup, Ark. We got like 100 and God knows 150, 170 hours into that fucking game.
I started playing Super Mario Odyssey again because I fucking love that game.
Never played it.
No, I fucking love it. Oh,
I God would, damn. You know, but I'm not going to buy a Nintendo console to do it.
I get you there.
So fuck that. But yeah, I think that's it, man. I think we've done all that we came to do.
I'm pretty sure we did. Yes.
Well, there it is. Do you have anything else to add before we go?
No.
No. Nothing profound at the end. Well, that is going to do it. As always, thank you very much for listening, supporting the show, and not cherry picking out offensive clips and posting them on Twitter. Until next week.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for keeping all this between us, okay? Until next week, as always, may you get all the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and most importantly, be excellent to each other.
So black is great for your heart.